Tom Roy with local news for WGXC. Go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Claude Hayton reports in the Daily Mail that it will be at least a month before the County Route 47 bridge over the Cotterskill Creek, just above the natural dam near Catskill, reopens. For the past 2 years, the bridge has been, quote, opened and closed sporadically, unquote, according to Hayton. The new span is slightly higher off the water than the previous version by a few inches, with a concrete deck being poured this week, which will take 28 days to cure. The bridge is expected to open to normal traffic in mid-December. You can read the full story in the Daily Mail. Several radio notes in the news this week. First, the next monthly meeting of the Rip Van Winkle Amateur Radio Club features Skywarn training to teach locals to become weather spotters. The National Weather Service runs Skywarn, a volunteer program with nearly 300,000 trained severe weather spotters. These volunteers send reports of severe weather to the National Weather Service, which alerts the public. If you want to be a weather spotter or are interested in amateur radio, the meeting is at 6:30 p.m. November 18th. At the Churchtown Firehouse, 2219 County Road 27 in Hudson. The Nielsen Company relays radio television ratings, the numbers of people watching or listening programs. They used to count listeners by their own self-reporting, asking participants to write down their listening or viewing habits in a diary. Almost all of the United States is now counted with more accurate portable people meters that automatically record notes about whatever media is consumed. But of the 52 top U.S. markets, 4 still count listeners in the old way: Puerto Rico, New Orleans, Oklahoma City, and the Hudson Valley in New York. And lastly, 3 WGXC programmers running for office are now back on the community airwaves now that the election season is over. Third Ward Supervisor Ellen Thurston won re-election in her Hudson race, while Ed Furtick, running for Claverick Town Supervisor, and Victor Mendola, running for Hudson Mayor, lost. They'll now return to their radio shows, the WGXC Afternoon Show on Thursdays for Thurston, The Right Opinion, and At Issue for Furtick and Mendola, as WGXC has a policy that candidates for office have to stay off the airwaves during the campaign season. The National Weather Service in Albany prediction for Acre in Greene County for Sunday: scattered rain and snow showers before 7 a.m., then scattered rain showers the rest of the day, mostly cloudy with a high near 47. Sunday night, there's a slight chance of showers before 10 p.m., otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 35. Monday, scattered showers are possible after 4 p.m. until 9 p.m., high near 48. Scattered snow showers are possible after 1 a.m. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 33. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.